Money makes the world go round.
Then again, money can cause a war.
The article Warning Seen in Political Stars Fall to a Sacrificial Object in China mentions a man who vanished out of thin air. This seemed intriguing to me, so I looked more into depth. Unfortunately, there was not much on this story. Let's start with introducing the man who disappeared due to the government. Sun Zi was a secretary for Chongqing. Chongqing is a vast city of 30 million. Sun Zi was sent to go clean up government aftermath of corruption and a murder scandal. Little did Sun Zi know, his life was about to change. Last year, President Xi Jinping publicly shook Sun Zi's hand and praised his city. Then, on July 15th, Sun abruptly vanished. Before Sun's disappearance, Sun Zi was praising President X. 5 days later, Sun Zi was dismissed and put under investigation. Some say Sun was a sacrificial object to send a message across the party, while others say Sun was just the wrong guy in the wrong place. Mr. Sun's disappearance causes his family to lose all their money, but why did this happen?
For those who may not know,
politicians elected into office by the people are supposed to help the economy and growing business.
But not all politicians do so.
The term political corruption is the abuse of power by the government, leaders, and company owners associated with the government to gain money through the people and to hold the power.
If you don't believe me, here's one of the biggest scandals in political corruption. Corporate corruption uses political leverage with campaigns and donations to make legalized bribes. In the article Corporate Corruption, Enron was one of the largest natural gas and electricity companies until they lost their fortune in the 1990s. They lost all their money in internet-based startups. Enron decided not to tell the people they lost the money, so they hid their financial books and disguised loans to secure their lost transaction. But that was the only beginning. In June of 2000, the two-day power outage in California was caused by Enron's energy trading market. The outage caused 100,000 people to lose power. They filed bankruptcy later on to reveal another corrupted company, the Arthurson Anderson Company, which was an accounting firm which chose not to expose Enron's finance books for energy and part of the money. Both companies were caught and sent to court.
I'm Bree.
I'm Sid.
And we are the revealers of the corrupt.
Going back to the two stories, I can't believe people go so far to become rich and powerful and steal their own money.
Well, there are many people who would do nasty things to get what they think is going to benefit them.
I understand where you're coming from, Bree, although you could think about it another way.
What other way are we talking about? The only right side is justice.
Political and corporate corruption is bad, although think about the reasons why. If my business had lost its stock and we were invested in President Bush's campaign, then I would be upset, worried, and ashamed too.
I understand what you were trying to say, Sid, but I also believe that the owner or manager should take responsibility and action of their company failing, instead of creating hardships and scandals for those around. Take Enron, for example. They decided to hide their financial issues instead of own up to it.
That is true, Bree. Though they may have circumstances that could have caused them to get to this point, Enron did not want to cause chaos for the company.
What circumstances are we talking about? The ones where others are put into a sea of lies? Enron's company, in the end, was brought into court, which created a bigger mess than it needed to be.
Bree, they may lie. Maybe it was better for the people. Enron was just a pawn in the game of political corruption. Sometimes it's better to lie than tell the truth.
The truth sets you free. It might be the case that it is better for us not to know, but this is our investments and our money we are talking about. Wouldn't you want to know where your money is going and what it is being used for? In 2009, a man named William J. Jefferson was a member of the House of Representatives. Jefferson was found guilty of 11 corruptions. He was sentenced to 13 years in 2009. Jefferson was recorded receiving $100,000 while telling an investor a lie that he needed to give Nigerian Vice President $500,000 as a motivating factor to make sure they obtain contracts for various companies in Nigeria. This causes Jefferson to lose his job and all of his money. So he used money that was not his, and no one saw it coming.
I see your point for you now. I would like to know what our money is being used for. Both sides have pros and cons to their arguments. Overall, they should do what's right in the name of justice and for the people.
To all our listeners, you can stop this corruption at its roots by watching who you vote for and paying attention to the stock market.
We are the revealers of the corrupt.